You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Crazy to think we only have 3 weeks left in 2025. 3.5 weeks, and then we have a brand new year. So an annual tradition here at Evan and Tiki has returned. And that is 25 in 25, the countdown of the most memorable moments in New York sports from the year that was. I remember a year ago, there was a lot of controversy as the list was unveiled. We'll find out about this year's list, because I've been thinking about 25. Was 25 even a good year? Like, was it? I mean, there was a lot of bad. There were some firings.
Not a lot of good.
I mean, the Knicks probably did the best of anybody getting all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals, but even that ended kind of badly. So without any further ado, it is the debut of 25 and 25, and I've been told that there is an honorable mention to kick things off. So I guess this is the first one out, the one that didn't make the top 25, but just missed. So ladies and gentlemen, let's kick it off with a little honorable mention.
Honorable mention, Rick Pitino benches R.J. Lewis during the NCAA tournament.
How about this? Who would have ever thought that with a minute to go in the biggest spot of St. John's season, they've got R.J. Lewis on the bench?
That is really hard to imagine. Big East player of the year.
Second team All-American. 3-for-17 and watching with 104 to play.
Rick must be upset with him. Got to be something. I don't know. Is he hurt? He's Big East player of the year.
Stop. Misses the free throw.
I mean, for him to be out, that's mind-boggling. I don't care if he was 1-for-30.
Well, 3-for-17 ain't good.
Nah, but you don't bench your best player.
Unless he's chucking.
Yeah, and then he transferred. So, obviously, maybe there wasn't a great relationship
maybe
between Pitino.
Maybe he was not playing team basketball.
Yeah, maybe.
Rick Pitino's no nonsense, man.
That is a sneaky, sneaky moment, because I forgot all about it. But as we're listening to Andrew Catalan and whoever was doing the game with him.
Steve Lapis.
I'm like, that kind of was a big deal.
Yeah.
I sort of remember that. You know, St. John's had all these expectations. They're playing Arkansas. And all of a sudden, where the hell is R.J. Lewis in the final few minutes?
Yeah. That moment hurts, I think, a little bit from being a Saturday afternoon that I think by the time everybody was chomping at the bit to talk on Monday, it kind of got buried a little bit, I think.
A little bit. Well, it got mentioned on December 8th, 2025, for anyone who forgot. So there's your honorable mention. All right, let's get to the top 25 then. Here it is from the committee, number 25.
Number 25, Brandon Nimmo is shockingly traded to the Texas Rangers.
With this MLB Network breaking news update, I'm Robert Flores. We have the first big trade of the hot stove season. It involves the Texas Rangers and the New York Mets. Jeff Passan, the first to report the details of the deal. Marcus Semien is going from the Rangers to the Mets. Brandon Nimmo is going from the Mets to the Rangers.
I mean, that is a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It feels like it's at the back end, too, because it almost...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's like it's time. It was time.
You know, you say that now because it's been a couple of weeks.
No, but when that I say deal, that because 2 years ago I said he's going to get traded.
You did say that. But when it happened, it was pretty shocking.
Oh, of course, because it felt like it came out of nowhere.
Like there were rumors about it, and I, of course, came on the air mm-hmm. and said, no way that's going to happen. By the way, I guess I took my L chain off because I'm not wearing it right now, so bad job out of me. Sean, can you fetch me another L that I'm supposed to be wearing? That I
fetch you another L? I think what am I, Fido?
I think I took it off when I went to the bathroom. Out of respect.
Is it in there or is it here?
No, I took it off before I went in the bathroom because I didn't want the L to get stinky. I was trying to be respectful, and I forgot to put it back on.
Well, so when I say, "What are you doing in the bathroom?"
I had to pee. What was I doing in the bathroom?
TMI.
How is it going to get stinky?
Did you want me to wear an L which hangs around my neck like this while I went to the bathroom?
That's a good point. You could throw it behind you though.
I was trying to be classy. What do you want from me? Anyhow, yeah, I think Brandon Nimmo being traded on November 23rd, that feels like a top 25 most memorable moment.
Oh, definitely.
But I think now that it's been a few weeks, we're also used to it. It's like, yeah, no big deal. Let's hear number 24.
Number 24. Pete Alonso becomes the Mets' all-time home run king.
Pete tries to run to deep right center field, headed back toward the wall. It's out!
I love that call by Gary.
It's a pretty good call.
That's a great call.
Didn't he get criticized for something?
I was going to say.
I don't remember why now, but.
There were a lot of people that didn't like the call. I think the call became a bigger story than the moment.
Because of the iceberg thing?
I don't remember why.
Now, again, we all liked it, but a lot of people thought it was very lame, the iceberg on his own leading into the polar bear thing. We did like a whole thing on that. That was a big deal.
Yeah, that was back on August 12th. I thought that moment should have been higher.
I agree. That's kind of a disrespect to Alonso.
I mean, I know the Mets are kicking off the bottom half of this 25-25, but Nimmo being traded, fine. But I thought Pete becoming the all-time Met home run king?
Maybe because of how the season ended.
Maybe.
It doesn't get lost because you remember it, but it just feels like, okay, who cares?
And you know what else?
Make the playoffs.
If he leaves as a free agent, and I know is it him leaving or the Mets kicking him out, however you want to define it, that record's dead.
Yeah.
Because Juan Soto has 14 more years left on his contract. He will break that record, and it's gone.
Isn't he likely to break it anyways?
I think it depends on how long Pete stays here. If Pete finishes his career with the New York Mets and can get to 500,
yeah,
then no, I don't think Juan Soto is going to hit 500 home runs as a Met.
It's possible. The reason why it's 24 and not a little bit, you know, better than that, it's possible that the committee was worried before this thing is over, Pete Alonso signs with another team and Sean laughs at Evan. Maybe the committee was looking out for Evan here, because if Pete Alonso was third and he signs with another team, by the time we get to three, Sean will go, ha, what are your best moments? He's not even on the team anymore. It's possible. Wow. Maybe the committee was thinking that.
Tommy, in fairness to the committee, last year, Juan Soto sending the Yankees to the World Series was like number two.
That's right, and I had to die on the sword. What a great moment that was. You know, it does tell you something about the committee, because, again, you guys won't tell me who's in this committee.
I don't know who's in the committee.
We don't know who's in it. But they seem to lean negative, because if you were ranking the five most positive moments of the New York sports year, isn't Pete Alonso being the Mets home run leader in that top five?
Yeah, but it's not a positive list. It's a memorable list, and sometimes negative is memorable.
But that tells me that we have high stakes, probably very high negative moments in the top 10 if Alonso's buried this far back.
All right. And we'll find out. Let's hear number 23, the final moment that will be revealed today. Let's see if it's another Met moment, since the Mets are 2-for-2 already.
Yeah.
Number 23. Clark Schmidt is controversially pulled with a no-hitter, ruining Sean Morash's weekend.
Of course they're booing. Of course they're freaking booing. Because you took him out during a no-hitter, bringing JT Brubaker to give him a damn hit. Of course you did. You ruined everybody's Saturday, Aaron Boone. Everybody.
Wow.
Wow. He's right, Sean.
I was annoyed.
You were very annoyed. And then he gets hurt. He's sat down for the season.
Then he needs Tommy John surgery.
And my whole point was, he probably inevitably is going to have an arm injury anyway. At least let him have that moment in his career. And, oh, you can't do it. What if he gets hurt? He's hurt 2 weeks later anyway. Let him go for it.
I can't believe you're dying on the Clark Schmidt should have stayed in sword.
You were right.
It's my most right take of the year that nobody wanted to admit I was right on. Mm.
How are you right about it?
Because he knew he was going to get hurt. You took him out because you didn't want him to get hurt. Right. And then he gets hurt anyways.
And my point is, he's probably going to get hurt anyway. If he goes for the no-hitter and gets it, he has that moment the rest of his career. And everybody's like, well, you don't want to cost the World Series or anything. He got hurt anyway. And now, who knows what his climb back is going to be. If he had that no-hitter and got hurt anyway, he still gets the same surgery and he lives with that forever.
Let me give you a very violent example of how wrong you are. Okay? I'm riding my bicycle. And I don't want to wear my helmet. I just don't want to wear it. It's annoying. It hurts, even though you got to wear your helmet.
Of course.
But I listen because you tell me I have to wear my helmet. And I'm riding my bike and I get run over and I'm dead. Does that prove that I was right to not wear my helmet?
But what's
you're dead anyway. What's the difference?
What is your lifelong memory you're getting out of that bike ride?
I don't know. Maybe I saw some beautiful deer running across the road. I don't know.
No, the point of my argument was Clark Schmidt had something possibly in his grasp that was taken from him by Aaron Boone that he will never get the opportunity to have again, you would think. That's all. That was my point.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Maybe the rumors are true. I'm going to give Sean credit for something here. I think the reason that the committee put this 23 and over Pete Alonso is not because of the moment. It was the reaction to Sean. Francesa called him a clown. I'm sure McMonagle had a problem with you. It was really more about the reaction to Sean that was a bigger moment than, oh, what do we need, another Yankee no-hitter, the 7,000th in their history? But your overreaction, and by the way, could you put a shirt on during the video? I had to put this in the system today, and I had to look at your man boobs the entire time.
It was a summer day. I was enjoying the Yankees outside. He ruined my Saturday.
He was in a pool.
That's right.
I was in the pool. Tommy may be right, because even announcer voice guy didn't just say Clark Schmidt is pulled with a no-hitter. He said Clark Schmidt is pulled with a no-hitter and ruined Sean Morash's weekend.
Right.
So you're right. It may not have just been Schmidt being pulled. It may have been your reaction.
You made it memorable, Sean.
Thank you. And it did ruin my weekend. That was my only day off that weekend because it was Fanatics Fest, and I had to sit there and watch Boone make that call.
Well, there you go. So 25, Brandon Nimmo shockingly traded to the Rangers on November 23rd. Number 24, Pete Alonso becoming the all-time Met home run king back on August 12th. And Clark Schmidt pulled with a no-hitter, ruining Sean's Saturday, June 21st. That's 25 through 23. We will hear 22, 21, and 20 tomorrow at 4:30 right here on Evan and Tiki. It will continue all week and next week, and we'll find out the most memorable moment from 2025.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.